Hi, this is Ann Oaks, the Shawnee FFA Advisor with the Shawnee FFA Chapter Friday Report. Today's segment is brought to you by Southern Illinois FS. Imagine being surrounded by more than 50,000 people wearing blue jackets. From October the 29th through November the 1st, Alyssa Barnes, Colby Kaberski, Abby Levesey, Drew McLean, Tommy Whitaker, Dylan Boston, Brandy Prater, Brayden Mazzeau, and advisor Ms. Ann Oaks attended the 87th National FFA Convention held in Louisville, Kentucky. Members were able to hear from keynote speaker Nick Vorjic, who is a worldwide motivational speaker. Members also heard from Donnie Smith, the president and CEO of Tyson Foods. Members also heard retiring addresses from many national FFA officers. Shawnee FFA members were also able to watch a hypnotist show. They got to see hypnotist Al Snyder hypnotize FFA members and advisors. The FFA members took some time off from convention to tour some fun and educational businesses, along with three other FFA chapters. We were able to tour the Saddle Tree Factory, where members got to learn about the history of one of the last remaining saddle tree making places in the United States. They got to learn about Harvest Home Dairy Operations, where members learned about calves, feeding rations, and milking procedures. Members toured the American Printing Press for the Blind, where they learned how to read Braille. They also got a tour of the Louisville Slugger Museum, where they learned how bats were made. Members were even able to explore career and educational opportunities for more than 450 industry-leading exhibitors in the Career Expo. Companies and schools ranged from Syngenta, University of Georgia, Tyson, John Deere, Dodge, and Lakeland College. Students were able to visit with these companies and schools to gain knowledge for future employment and education. Within the expo, each state is able to set up an exhibit in the Hall of States to show off their state pride. There was even an FFA shopping mall where members and guests were able to purchase souvenirs, FFA fashion, teaching tools, and chapter supplies from more than 40 stores. On Friday evening, members enjoyed ziplining in the Mega Caverns, which is an old underground mining cave that was converted to a zipline adventure. Students then walked through the Devil's Attic haunted attraction. This year, the Shawnee FFA's very own Austin McAllister was able to receive his American FFA degree. The American FFA degree is the highest honor a member may receive while being in the FFA. This has been Ann Oaks, the Shawnee FFA Advisor, with the Shawnee FFA Chapter Friday Report. Catch us next week, and thanks for listening.